Tactical Buffaloes Podcast.
Is up, everybody. It's Big Bad here with another episode of the Tactical Buffaloes Podcast. Today we're having a little bit different of a format in that I was a guest on the Wasted Ammo Podcast with I guess co-guest of Andy from the Matter of Facts Podcast while I was on vacation, and I'll be playing a little section of that of what we sat down were able to record for their Black Site members. Overall, that show is just shy of 2.5 hours, but for the Buffaloes, I'm only to play a short chunk of it. Like I said, short being probably about just shy of an hour for us. But the reason I'm only playing a chunk of it is because I want to keep it exclusive to their Black Site members. Just do the guys over at Wasted Ammo a favor. But if you like what you hear, you should really think about checking them out over on iTunes. I have their link will be in the description for both Wasted Ammo Podcast and the Matter of Facts Podcast. So hope you guys enjoy this. Without any further ado, into the episode.
What game are you watching?
Game time.
I mean, Kyle can watch.
Dude, just watch the hockey game.
Just watch the hockey game.
You don't have a mic.
It's like a wedding. You're gonna be looking at it anyway.
I mean, look
at the hockey game.
The Minnesota North Stars aren't the greatest anyway. So.
What the hell's a North Star?
You guys are like,
isn't that college?
Aren't you guys like the Lions of football?
No.
Oh,
that's the Red Wings.
Oh, you suck worse.
The Red Wings? No. Are we talking hockey still?
Yeah, the Red Wings
won the Stanley Cup though.
Yeah,
true. So the Stars.
Get to the mic. Well, I mean, like, hey, we are live.
I'm not used to this side of the table.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the Black Site, and it is a packed house tonight.
There are guns everywhere.
Just a few.
Look at this.
Yeah, the important thing.
I mean, that might be a flamethrower. Just saying.
May or may not.
So here's the question. For the flamethrowers, obviously, Elon Musk is well known for his flamethrower. How does this compare?
Awesome.
Way better.
I haven't even shot it
and it's way better.
I've never shot the Boring Company, but just the name makes it sound like I don't want to shoot it.
Well, the Boring Company is not a flamethrower.
No, that's true. That's
it's
a company.
Not a flamethrower. It says so in the description.
If anything,
it's a redesigned weed torch for your driveway that he sold for way too much.
No, it
to a bunch of idiots.
Andrew, get the mic a little bit closer to you.
Come on, buddy.
Hear that?
You need to deep throat that shit.
Yeah.
Don't deep throat it, but just get
on your mouth.
Yeah. No, so the flamethrower, I've never shot Elon's, but that one, ever since I bought it, that's how we started bonfires at our house at my roommate and stuff.
I saw a video.
So yeah,
it works very well.
it shoots about 25 feet. The heat that comes off of that thing is nuts. I can't wait to plow the driveway with it this year. So that's what go shovel the driveway. Okay.
I got this.
But no, it works great.
How much fuel would that take?
I think it's a gallon.
No, for your driveway. For the driveway.
Couple of gallons, like five,
worth
maybe.
It.
I don't know. It's gonna be worth it. It's gonna happen.
All right. So, obviously, we have some guests here. We have Andrew Bobo from the Matter of Facts podcast. Andrew,
hey.
Underwhelming
intro right there.
That's a Matter of Facts intro right there.
Yeah, that's fine. I know. Phil fills the brains and the beauty.
He's the beauty?
Yeah, he's the beauty.
Oh,
with that beard.
That's saying, okay. Factor in the beard, yeah. That's fair.
I mean, I would say he's probably the brain. He's brain.
He's the brains. He's putting in most of everything. The effort,
I so. Just, I'm just the comedy that people are like. It's good that he's given that special needs kid. A
yeah,
chance.
Yeah.
So you're the Colin, yeah. Collinsworth or Chris Collinsworth. Yeah, you're Chris Collinsworth.
No. Thanks for having me. It was fun to finally get down here and meet up with you guys.
Yeah, you've been on the podcast a couple times, but this is the first time that you are here in person.
Yeah, and it's a shorter drive than I thought. You're like 3 hours from my place, and originally I don't know why I always thought it was like 6 hours. I'm like, that's so far, and now I'm like, that's not very far at all.
Now Andrew's just gonna show up on Wednesdays now, and we're like, hey, I just drove down.
I have Wednesdays off too.
Perfect.
Ooh. So I every other Wednesday, every 2 Wednesdays I get off. So
there you go.
Yeah.
Come on down.
Right.
You can sleep on the couch and go back home the next day.
That might have to happen. You said that. You're going to regret actually, it now.
Lindsay's going to be like, why is he here again?
Wait. Steve will just clear off the spot on the table. Just give you a blanket bag. And you can curl up here. It's fine.
Right.
It'll be just fine.
And then we also have Brian. But Brian is the host of...
One of the hosts.
One of the hosts, get this, of the Tactical Buffalo podcast.
What?
Yep.
Where'd you get that name?
It's just a couple guys mentioned it, and I thought it just worked really nice. A
couple guys on some podcast.
Yeah, some podcast somewhere.
Well, that's cool.
So, not to butt in here real quick, that's two podcasts that these two guys are responsible for.
Pretty much, yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah. It's the... To an extent... matter of fact, for sure, but to an extent, the Buffaloes were going to happen regardless, but nobody could really come up with a good name, and I'd been kind of keeping this one in my back pocket, and I'm not going to mention the rest of it. The rest of, like, the names, or, like, the name and, like, what I was going to use them for, which I still am, and that's why I'm not going to mention them, but it was, like, guys, I got this one name, I'm saving it, but if you like it, we can use it. They're like, what is it? What is it? I'm like, Tactical Buffaloes. They're like, that's awesome. I'm like, okay, sure. We'll roll with it. But then they were like, why Buffaloes? And I gave them the whole shebang about it was Eric's story when your parents were on their honeymoon, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I told them that story. And then I also brought in the reminder of that kid getting absolutely yeeted 9 feet into the air or something like that when they just got too close to the buffalo and the buffalo didn't like it. So yeah, it and we mentioned that I think in episode 2 or 3 of the podcast is like, here's the deal. This is why I went with Buffalo. And this is why because like the libertarian mascot is a porcupine and I don't really identify with a porcupine.
Do you know the porcupine is actually in like the pig family?
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
The more you know.
Can we shoot out of a helicopter?
Yes.
Dude, how fast do they run? Because pigs can run pretty quick.
Porcupines are actually really good at climbing. So you see, when COVID hit, the Cincinnati Zoo did like these online, you know, like segments of education about animals, and my girls love animals. And so the first one was about porcupines, and I learned all kinds of things about porcupines. Anyway, please. Brian, please continue. I'm sorry.
Anyway, porcupine, not really my thing. I'm like, that's kind of lame too. Because the other one's is a donkey, jackass. And the other one's an elephant, which still isn't making sense. But anyway, I'm like, buffalo. Buffalo's a way to go. And since where I'm from is Minnesota and where I work a lot is North Dakota, seeing a buffalo, a bison, isn't abstract. Yeah. Like I've seen them plenty of times. And it's like, oh, I've seen a porcupine, I think, once. So it's like, oh, I know what that looks like. I know how big they are. I know how to not mess with them. So it's like, oh, just stay away from those. Where's a porcupine? I might run up and try and poke it.
Right. I'll poke it with a stick.
Yeah, like I'll poke it with a stick. See how it goes. Like a buffalo. It's like, I'm just going to stay over here. Because I've seen a buffalo wreck a car, and I'd just rather not deal with it.
Jeez. Yeah, they're massive. You guys remember my video of me feeding America? I was on vacation. And I was pouring like a whole bucket of grain into this buffalo's mouth. We were on this one of these safari things. Do you guys?
Yeah. No.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyway, like they're massive. And it was like this. You're in like a bus where all the walls are taken off.
And that's, super
that's
safe.
Safe.
Yeah. Super safe.
And this is Western PA. And they take you into like this range as safari thing. And there's just.
This is a high fence acreage is really.
Yeah, yeah, it's what it is. And so, I mean, there was like zebras and ostrich and camels and stuff. Mm-hmm. Camels are fucking huge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Massive.
Most, yeah, they're ridiculous to look. I mean, even like an elk. It's a horse. It's the size of a horse.
Yeah.
With horns. Thanks, Andy. Good job.
Dude, that delay was like almost non-existent.
Yeah, I know, amazing. Right?
That was YouTube, wasn't it?
Whose Wi-Fi are you on?
His.
This one?
I'm definitely not on Verizon Network. It's still loading.
Kyle Rogers is drinking a Kirk and Sweeney Dominican rum. I brought it here as a gift for the guys, along with... You can't really read that label.
Kyle's our showgirl tonight.
you can see that.
He's also fetching beer and ice for us.
Yes. So the Kirk and Sweeney, which I found here in Fort Wayne. I was looking for Bumboo. Couldn't find it. Whatever. Move on.
Where'd you go? Do you know?
Cork and cask.
Yeah, it's right around the corner.
Down the street.
Well, yeah. It was right around the corner because so I'm sitting there. Okay, I'm like, okay, let's go over here. So Steve's like, I'll call you guys when you guys are ready to come over. Okay, let's go. I need cigars and I need pipe tobacco. So we found, he looked it up right here. Then there's
Because I went for like, I looked for a smoke shop because I was like, Andy's going to be grumpy if he doesn't have anything to smoke all weekend. All right, cool.
I want my pipe.
So I found the smoke shop. And then as we were pulling into the smoke shop parking lot, which is in a strip mall, it's like, oh, there's a liquor store right next door to it.
Perfect. Well, but I'm waiting for Steve and Steve's like, hey, here's my address. And I'm like, that's right around the corner. It was literally
and you didn't tell me that and I was just like, oh, okay, here's the directions.
4 minutes by GPS. If we walk, it's 3.5. I don't know how it's faster.
It's fine.
Who cares? Straight line.
Steve and I often walk full kit to the liquor store and come back.
That sounds about right.
Right in the middle of a podcast, we're like, hold on guys, we gotta get some more beer.
Be right back.
Time out.
Anyway.
And then we got Kyle.
Oh, yeah. And we got Kyle.
Kyle, hi.
Kyle's back for the first time in what, about a month and a half?
No, it's
a week.
No, you were here 2 weeks ago, I think. No, 2 weeks ago we were at Costa Class. The week before that, you were here. You had just come back from Vegas.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
And then we went the next weekend to Costa.
We don't have a mic for Kyle.
Well,
we can only handle.
That's totally fine. I'll just sit over here and drink.
Cheers.
Kyle, you are sexier than Vanna White over there showing off all those guns and drinking rum.
You can hold up all the guns and all the stuff over there so to all the people
we
that
we have. A shit ton of firearms on this table.
One or two.
This is the most epic this table has been since I bought it.
Yeah.
I think we have like 6 Glocks, several rifles, flamethrower. We have more guns propped against the gun safe back here.
Against the door.
Against the door back there.
Yeah, there's two against the door.
It's amazing.
I've got 4 handguns, a revolver, and the AK back there.
Oh, man, the AK is sexy.
It is.
I'm like, I need an AK now.
I didn't think it was going to be that good when I saw it online and whatnot, but
yeah.
It's that good.
I like it.
It's that good.
It beats everyone's expectations and more.
I like how the handguard goes all the way on it. Mine doesn't. It still has the gas block and front sight, all that stuff exposed, but I'm like...
Yeah. So you're telling us all the ways that you're failing?
Pretty much. Yeah, pretty much. But I also brought 6 guns to the party and you brought...
Yeah, but I bought a flamethrower, so that trumps like 2 of yours.
That's kind of true.
Brian, I will find where I got that handguard and get that to you. I can't remember off the top of my head.
You can figure it out though, right?
It's
2 years away from the mic.
It's dick mod. So, I mean, just prepare for jokes.
I'm going to hopefully be able to find a key mod somewhat. I mean, an M-Lock one. But, yeah.
I think Midwest
Industries, really?
Yeah, I think they make a full length.
Well, that's what I have already.
Okay. So, okay, really quick, Brian.
Yes.
So we have someone. We have Tristan asking about the MDT chassis?
Yes.
On that rifle.
Yes, it's an MDT. Kyle, what's the? It's on the side of it.
LSSXL.
It came built on the gun, and that's why I bought that one particularly. It's a Savage 110. I was going to get like the Hunter or the BA, either or. And then I was going to get an MDT chassis for it anyway. And this one was for sale, not really on sale, but for sale. For $1,200 at my local Shields. I was like, well, what's the similar chassis I was going to get anyway. That's so
only $1,200.
The chassis is like $7,000, so it's a steal.
Right, yeah.
And I was like, yeah, let's go for it. It works. So, just recently on Saturday, I hit, I think, 740 with it easily. It's just had to do some quick dial changes. But other than that, it's easy. It should be a grand easy once I actually like put it on a bench.
What caliber is that?
338 Lapua Magnum.
Lapua.
Lapua.
$5 around.
Yeah.
I pronounce it Lapua.
Yeah.
Just to make people mad, but
That's what it is.
Yeah, it's a Lapua, but I like to say Lapua because I know people are like,
yeah, that's,
that's what we say.
Internet warriors are like, what?
Them off. Lapua.
Yeah, no. Kyle came on here one of the first times and was like, Lapua.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, hang on a second. Let me steal this.
So the reason why we had talked about that is because there was a video, I think, that we had watched or something like that. And the guy, I think he was shooting through a tree, possibly, like different calibers through a tree, okay. Right?
Yeah, it's something like that.
And he was calling it, whatever, however you say it, Lapua. He was calling it that, and it just irritated the shit out of me. And I had like a small little rant, and like, it still irritates the shit out of me. Like, yeah. Why would you call it that? You know? I don't know. That's all I got. I'm going back to drinking.
It's like the Garand.
Yeah. Mm, yes.
Oh my gosh. Stop.
Yes.
No.
Come on. Say it right.
M1 Garand.
I'm going to finish the beer in this bottle and I'll smash this over here.
Well, it's better than one of the other bottles.
The Garand thumb.
On our trip and I kept saying it like that and he was like, stop it.
And then Steve suddenly didn't come back.
Yeah.
So now it's just Eric and Kyle.
Pronouncing calibers and their names wrong is a violation of the non-aggression principle. So. That's a big no-no.
I agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys really just stopped in here for a day, but you're headed to prepper camp.
Yeah.
Year three.
Yep. Year three, two for you.
Three for him, two for me.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys came down the first year.
Yep.
Yeah, we took his camping spot.
Yeah.
And parked on it and visited, and then we left.
Yeah. Yeah. You guys hung out till, I think when the first year you guys went, I think you guys were there till like 1 a.m.
Yeah.
Every day.
Randy, yeah. Randy let you smoke like a $300 or I was like $100-something pipe.
No, it was like $100.
Was it?
I don't know. It's like his most expensive pipe.
Oh, he says hi, by the way. So
I miss him. Give him a hug for me.
I will. I'll see him soon. But, no, he was like, I told him we're going to be sitting down with you. And he was like, I haven't heard from those guys or I haven't, you know, seen those guys in forever. He's like, tell him I said, hey. So Uncle Randy says, hey. This year is going to be odd because of the whole Rona.
Yeah.
There's a lot of speakers that canceled or couldn't make it just because of certain stipulations from their states and then just traveling and stuff.
You're like, I'm not allowed to travel.
Yeah. Yeah. It was really weird. So this year is going to be kind of odd, but it's still going to be fun. We still have a good group of people going. So
I have a quick question for you. Uh-oh. What does it take to be a presenter at this prepper camp? Do you know?
Apparently not much because Phil was a presenter last year.
You said to write a book.
Wait, Phil was a presenter?
Yeah. Yeah. Last year, book, Phil. Right? Reloading. Book Reloading.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Phil reloads, and then a gentleman named Nick, I cannot remember his last name for the life of me, but Red Eye Reloading is what he runs, and him and Phil teamed up, and I believe Nick is doing a class this year as well. Honestly, I mean, would you be interested in teaching?
Yeah.
The only stipulation I would say or limitation you'd have is it's an hour class at like hard max.
Totally.
Yeah.
But realistically, it'd be, you could probably cover like some like basic intro self-defense stuff.
I mean,
or even like you could maybe have a talk on mentality.
Yeah.
Cause like a mentality and mindset.
Five simple moves.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, yeah.
Drilling them might as well just like check that off. It's not going to happen, but you can at least be like,
well, there's a
try this later.
Well, there's a group there that I'm drawing a blank on exactly the group name, but they do basically like if you're kidnapped kind of thing, like how to get out of
Oh yeah, yeah, like escaping restraint. Yeah, yeah. I think that's the name of the class.
Yeah, yeah. And so and so they do, you know, like the gentleman, the guy has the, you know, the his the girl, and he's like, here's a, this is how you get out of hand, get out of like zip ties and all kinds of stuff like that. So you would have time. I mean, if you're interested, I can put you into contact with Rick and Jane.
Yeah.
So I can do I'll just remind me if you don't hear from me. I mean, with this whole weekend going on, but I can put you in contact with Rick and Jane, and I'm sure they'd be open with it. Yeah, so, cool. I mean, it's a great group of people. I mean, like I said, this is our third year going. I know Phil and I've been trying to get Steve and Eric going, you know, trying to get them going. But you guys with Costa and stuff like that.
I mean, like, back to back.
Yeah. We had talked about that earlier. Yeah. The scheduling wise. Well, that's part of the reason I didn't go to the Costa class was because it's not hard, but it's kind of hard for me to get time off.
And you're driving from Minnesota.
And especially like back to back, it's like, let me take a week off for the Costa class. Yeah. And then let me take another week and a half off for prepper camp. So let me just take the entire month of September off.
Right.
Perfect. Because it doesn't make sense for me to go back to work for a week.
September should be now classified as like
national
guys
holiday.
Guys month.
National holidays. We get the whole month off.
Yeah. Just for guys though.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Just for guys. Yeah. Right.
So twice this year, I have two weekends off in a row.
Oh, nice.
And after the first time in July, my boss said never again.
Never again.
And then I just kept quiet. And all of a sudden, like, we start rolling up in October, and I've got two weekends off again.
Nice.
Which was agreed to and signed by everybody at the beginning of the year, so she can't go back on it. And she's like, damn it, you've got 2 weeks off again. She's like, I thought we said that was never going to happen. I'm like, you signed the paper.
Sucks to suck.
Yeah. It was a while ago.
Problem. Yeah.
Sorry.
Uh-oh.
So was this something that... when she said it the first time, was it like she was serious about it, or was she kind of like half joking?
I think she was serious about it. I think she agreed to it in the beginning of the year because she didn't think it was going to be that big of a deal. The problem with it, and I was like, so is it a problem that things aren't getting done? Is it a training issue for my team, or is it a scheduling issue for my team? Because we're always short-staffed. And she said 100% scheduling issue. And I'm like, okay, I'm management. I shouldn't have to be here to fill in for hourly associates. Like, maybe we should hire an extra person or two, and we haven't. So
just so I can go on vacation.
Yeah. You know, so y'all, I think I shared it with y'all. This is great. It's sharing a mic is super fun.
Infection control.
He'll be fine. Oh, he'll be fine. Well, how you doing over there?
You do.
That's some shit, isn't it?
Hell is in here.
That's why. What is Bo on here? That's why Bo gave it to us.
What is that?
Really? He didn't like it?
Uh-oh.
Oh, okay.
Are you okay?
Chase Ale, normal whiskey.
So Brian just drank the Bumbu X or the Bumbu Black. It's a higher alcoholic content in there. And it's pretty stout, but really good.
That is really good.
Yeah.
Normal Bumbu's what? 80 proof?
40.
Yeah, that's 40. 80. Right.
Awesome.
Fuck yeah.
I think that's 40.
60. 80 proof.
80? Okay.
Is this the same?
That's the same.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is way better. This is way better.
So I think I shared with you two fellas, Steve and Eric, that there was a gun shop in Ohio that had filed a rezoning form here in Fort Wayne. That's show you all that?
The Babies R Us thing?
Yeah, the Babies R Us one, right? So I'm actually sending them an introductory email with my resume to...
Already, huh?
Yeah, already. So that way...
It's not even approved.
No, it's not. But, you know, if they're looking for a full-time chief instructor, then that'd be super legit perfect for me. Like, I would 100% leave my current job to do that. You know?
Yeah.
So if you're watching this... Midwest Shooting Center. As a Black Site member, I love you very much. Everything that you're about, please hire me. You can have your mic back.
I think he's still recovering from that little drink sip that he took.
Is this the place in Fort Wayne?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's a place that is trying to open up in Fort Wayne.
Yeah.
I have to get approved by city council.
It's just
first.
A zoning issue, right?
That's all it is.
Yeah. It probably should go through.
I don't see why not.
I don't see why it would.
It's literally like, would not. It's like a quarter mile from my house.
Right. Yeah. Well, so last week my mom was here and, you know, up from Texas, and I was like, hey, let's get out of the house. Let's go to Spirit Halloween, you know, get the kids some Halloween costumes. Yeah, right. And so while we were in there, I'm like, oh shit, this is a big place. I wonder what this is going to look like once they take it over, you know? And then I was like fantasizing, man, these doors, I could be walking in this door every day doing my dream job. Like, how fucking cool would this be? You know, just crazy, like how the mind works and like kind of drifts off while you're doing
fantasizes.
Things. Yeah. It was great though.
What if?
What if, man?
What could be?
Oof. I'm telling you.
I think about that every single week.
Do you? Yeah. About your pirate ship? Have you bought that yet?
Part of it. No, I haven't bought it yet.
Man, you should really get on that.
Like 100x.
Yeah.
Dude, what the hell is with Bitcoin lately?
That's not even.
He's buying all these guns on the table with Bitcoin.
Yeah.
He just sold all this Bitcoin. Yeah, he cashed out, bought all these guns, bought his camper on top of his truck.
It's a tent, not a camper.
Be gone.
Tent, camper, tomorrow, whatever.
December. He's leaving.
Dude, with crap going the way it is, you might as well go.
Heading to Kentucky.
Let's go to Canada. I don't even know. Don't do that. Sorry. I take that back. I don't even know where to go.
I'd take an 80-proof whiskey over an 80-proof rum if that's what they're all like.
Why are you such a wuss? I just took a shot of it.
A shot? Then I had three. Holy shit.
Well, that's your problem, not mine.
Yeah, I saw you pouring that in there, and someone else was talking, so I didn't want to interrupt the audio, but I was like, bro, easy. And you're like pouring in like a pint.
I know you're tall.
This looks like
damn.
Apple juice. This doesn't taste like apple juice.
I mean, if that's what we're basing it off of, this looks like water, so.
Well, I'm going to finish off the Knob Creek, so.
It doesn't taste like water at all. That stuff is pretty spicy.
Well, I'm just going to run through all of them and give you guys a live review of what this alcohol tastes like, and it'll be a good time.
Was it a bad idea to put the table right next to you?
And then Brian pukes.
You and Andrew.
So, what none of you know, because none of you have seen the inside of my apartment, but I, my alcoholic? Entire, what?
You're an alcoholic?
Most of the bottles are full, so no, I'm not an alcoholic. That's the reasoning. I'm a connoisseur. But my entire kitchen cabinet is one row deep of booze. Woo. I have a pretty decent kitchen cabinet setup.
Nice.
That's a lot of alcohol.
Well, eventually, when this black site gets done, that's what that closet's going to be over there.
And I have no bottles repeating.
Oh.
I feel like you're doing a Tinder ad.
I'm 25, single,
no ready bottles repeating.
No bottles repeating.
Well, I'll wear the helmet while we do it.
And one rule, helmet stays on.
The helmet stays on and night vision.
Yeah, that's another thing. You guys are buying night vision.
Ugh, you're not supposed to bring that up.
You're making us jealous with all these firearms. You both have ordered a pair of night vision goggles. Nods.
NODAS.
Yeah.
So, I mean, a lot of people are doing that right now.
Yeah. It's weird. I told you earlier today, it was our group, I think three or four of them. Well, no, it was you, and I think Tommy ordered some. And then Phil was like looking hard into it. And then in another one of my groups, it was me. I'm gonna have to name drop to count them, but it was me. Spencer already had some. Will had some. Kyle 3.0 ordered some. Kyle 2.0 ordered or bought Will's technically, so Will ordered a new set. So yeah, I got like 10 people I know getting nods in the next like over in the last couple months.
Well,
which is weird.
Is shit just getting too real for people?
Possibly. I think that's part of it. But since I don't know on like the podcast side of it for like, so like Will or Andy, Phil and Tommy necessarily, but with my other group of guys, with Spencer and Will both having a PVS 14 and like the other guys getting to experience it and be like, holy shit, this is actually a game changer. Like this is way cooler than I thought it was going to be. Like if you guys have played with night vision, on Modern Warfare, strap up, bucko. It is way different in real life and way better.
Well, when I went to prepper camp, tried some of Wynn's, and those older technology.
Those are PVS 7s.
Right.
Yeah.
But that was amazing.
Yeah.
It's just the toilet. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
So being in the military, I had a good exposure of night vision goggles. And I remember my very first time ever trying those things on. It was a monocular nod, right? And I also had to do my driver's training at night with those things. So here I am driving a Humvee for the first time with a single night vision over my left eye and trying to figure out how to like navigate all that stuff, mainly because your depth perception
is
crazy bad. It's so bad. Yeah, it's not good at all. And so here I am, like no light outside whatsoever, just the miniature LEDs that we had on the edges where your turn signals are on the Humvee. It's all you had. And the MVG you could see just fine, but if you closed your left eye and just looked through your naked eye, you couldn't see shit. That's how dark it was. And so that was my first experience ever doing it. It was really hard, but we then would go up in the helicopters and they would give us, you know, the full set over both eyes, and it was a lot better, but still really bad depth perception. Like it was something that you had to get used to, and it, even shooting at night with those, extremely difficult. So yeah, like Brian said,
the IR laser on yours.
Yes.
Oh. So this is really bad. The two guys with the most experience in night vision are right next to each other.
Go ahead and take it, man. You're good.
So yeah, I actually got to throw on Spencer's tube on Sunday night. And I was hanging out in somebody's backyard because I was like, oh, screw it. I might as well throw it on and walk around a little bit. And because you're looking at a screen, essentially. It's not digital. It's analog. But still, it's like a screen so far away from your face showing an image that's this far away from your face that's only this big. So it's a pretty wild experience to run with night vision, but I actually had the best results running that single tube if I actually closed my one eye. Mm-hmm. If I had both eyes open, it like got crazy blurry. It didn't seem right. It didn't focus. My eye didn't focus. But if I like closed the one that wasn't under the tube, it was like way crisper. I could probably read a license plate from a normal distance.
I mean,
in the dark.
Yeah, I mean, that all depends on the quality.
Right, MVG. Yeah. If you get quality tubes, you're golden. If you don't get quality tubes, you tried to save money and it didn't go well.
Right. And the thing is, though, is with the MVGs, I mean, I got Phil and I had Robert Griswold from Ready Made Resources on the show. And talking to him, he really laid out the need for night vision. And it's one of those things where, I mean, it's an investment. I mean, it's a chunk of money. I've been saving them for a long time for it.
Small chunk.
And you're looking at like what, $3,000 to $10,000?
Well, yeah, depending on what you get. Like, you got duels, yeah, Brian. But you got duels.
As far as like even like my specific group of guys goes, just for easy term, 3.0 bought his and it was like $2,600-$2,700 brand new. And then I went to the other end of the spectrum and I got duals, DTNVGs, so they like tilt and articulate and all that cool shit. But I got mine on sale, so technically I saved a little bit of money, but like the new MSRP, because Steve looked it up earlier on TNBC's website, was 9900.00. Yeah. I got mine for like $6,700.
That's a full Bitcoin.
Yeah.
It's a that's deal. A full Bitcoin. Yeah. Still a lot of fucking money.
Yeah. I mean, but the thing is, though, is there's
it's an investment. It changes the game. Like it's
yeah. Well, it's a game changer. And that's the one thing that I've been told by multiple people that have owned night vision, including Robert himself. And it's interesting because when we're talking to them there, I've talked to a couple of guys who are extremely, I guess, what, like money conscious, like they will not go into debt for nothing. Like they are strictly debt free. Night vision is one thing that they talk about going into debt for. Like, are they'll take it, like they'll take a loan out, you know, something so that like they can,
if mortgage,
they,
car, night vision.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but
it's also, it's
finish your point, Andy.
Well, I mean, I'm going, what I'm saying is like, it with the current situation, what's going on with the, without getting too political and everything, with what's going on in the United States right now, it's a game changer. If something were to happen, you want to be able to have that step up. You want to be able to have that, that, even if it's one, cause like I ordered just one PVS 14. I have just a monocular. I don't have duals. I have just one monocular. That right there, though, that can go and that can take you from, hey, I can kind of see in the dark, to where I can see you coming from 100 yards away, which that can change everything in a situation, in an urban scenario. If someone's coming into, like, I mean, look at Louisville right now.
Yeah. news update for everybody that's listening to the podcast after the fact or even right now. We were hanging out here and then Andy mentioned yesterday, I think.
It was
earlier in the trip wise, plan wise. And he was like, hey, we're like not going to go through Louisville. I'm like, okay, sure. Why not? He's like, cool. I haven't been paying attention to the news. X, Y, and Z. The ruling was going to come out on the cops that were involved in the Breonna Taylor situation. And I'm like, okay, well, that's probably a good idea. And then as we're hanging out here, eating supper, which would be the steaks that Steve so kindly made for us. And, my dad Eric calls missed. Me and is like, hey, how are you? What are you doing? Oh, by the way, don't go through Louisville. I'm like,
yeah.
Okay, sure thing. Thanks for the heads up. And then after that, we came down here to the black site and then sat down, hanging out. And then somebody posted on the, in the black site, or somebody posted on the page, that two officers were shot and injured, I think is what you said,
yep,
in Louisville. So this all happened within the last like 12 hours of like the ruling came out. My dad calls me about it, and which he usually doesn't do. And then, oh, now two cops have gotten shot. So,
but the, what game I changers. Mean, this whole, the whole thing about just like wrapping up night vision is you want, You want the best capability that you are, like, you want the upper hand. If you're fighting fair, you're not fighting, like, it's not a good, like, you're not fighting to win. You want to fight to win. You want the upper hand. And that's what night vision gives you.
A fair fight is one you intend to lose.
Yeah. You know, so I guess, I mean, that's where my thought was. And so, like, talking to a couple of these guys that, like, are, hey, I will not go into debt for certain things. And they're like, hey, yeah, but, you know, night vision is one thing that I can compromise on, talking to them. And then just, yeah, that was my reason for the purchase. And it, with everything going on politically, with everything going on nationwide, I want that upper hand. So, and honestly, why not? I mean, if anything, I'll strap it to my AR-15 and I'll freaking go coyote hunting and shoot some coyotes.
There you go, man. That's awesome.
that's
a good plan.
Yeah, it's a win-win. So,
right.
You know,
all
whatever.
I heard was, let's take all these guns to Louisville.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, we have an arsenal that we could do it, but yeah.
I got a flamethrower.
Yeah. Right, there you go. Solid choice, my friend. Right. Solid choice.
I mean, I don't know how far, you know, how far down like the whole political that you guys want to go. But yeah, it's interesting.
How far away does Overwatch live?
It was Missouri, someplace.
Oh yeah, he's about hours.
He could be here by tomorrow night, and we have a new toy for him to use. Because I'm not gonna run that. I'll run this or this. So that one's up for grabs yet.
Kyle, you got something? I can see it.
Yeah. No, I was just gonna say we have a comment that I'd like to read from Will Carey. He says, "I was in downtown Louisville this afternoon. They said basically, if you don't need to be here, get out." Mm-hmm. So if you're watching and you don't know what's going on in Louisville or Louisville, yeah,
Louisville.
So the grand jury basically let all the cops get off except for one on the Breonna Taylor incident, saying that the cops were justified to shoot and that the one cop who shot the fatal shot was responsible for some of it. So there are riots.
Kind of, it was even like an off charge.
Well, it was the charge of it was I can't remember exactly the full terms, but basically it was he fired shots that endangered other civilians.
Yeah.
Not anything related to her in that incident.
Which is absolutely ridiculous, because Weren't they in an apartment building?
Yeah.
So any shot would endanger somebody else.
Well, yeah. Really? But I mean, but and the thing is, though, is like what, 2 days ago now, since before I came down here, I was texting you about it, that we're not going anywhere near Louisville on the way to North Carolina. Because the fact is, like, the city, the mayor issued a state of emergency. Not only did he do that, but they barricaded multiple roads. They blocked off a lot of stuff. They fenced off. They prepared for this incident. They prepared for this. I mean, Chicago was preparing coming. For this. They knew it was coming. And so those warning signs told me, like, I'm not a detective at all. Like, I'm dumb. But that told me, like, hey, like, something's not going to be happy. Like, people are not going to be happy with this ruling. So that's why, like, Brian, I was like, we're not going anywhere near this. And, like, Uncle Randy, I texted him. I said, hey, FYI, this is what's going on. Steer clear of Louisville. He's like, well, we usually drive past there. And I'm like, steer clear of Louisville. Yeah. And he goes, why? And I told him my update. He's like, hey, thanks. You know, we'll detour. So, but I mean, people, like, we need to, if you're going on a trip of any kind, you need to, like, this goes to, like, your, I don't know if you guys are familiar with Sam Culper with Ford Observer, but do your area study.
Yeah.
And even though I'm from Grand Rapids, I come down here and it's like, yeah, I'm going to South Carolina. It's like from there, from Grand Rapids, Michigan to South Carolina or North Carolina, like I'm doing this area study as I go along and I'm figuring out what route do I need to take? What do I need to alter? What, you know, everything I need to do. Like, do I need to have my AR? Do I need to have my pistol sitting on my vehicle, my, you know, passenger seat next to me?
But isn't it crazy?
Wait, you're not going to, you don't do that already?
Maybe.
I mean, like, I'm having at least one of these guns outside the case from when we leave tomorrow till we get to camp.
Right.
So I know a lot of people in our community, like, they've always kind of done that.
Mm-hmm. Also, thanks. Yeah. Thanks, Will, for the advice.
But before it was considered,
taking 265 around. We'll look into that. Thank you.
But before it was kind of considered, you know, like a crazy thing to do.
Yeah.
But now it's almost just common sense.
Yeah.
With everything that's going on. When we took the Chris Costa class, Bo was coming from Arkansas, and even he took a longer route just so he didn't go through any major cities.
Yeah.
He's like, I don't want to deal with it.
Yeah, that's the thing is, I mean, you look at your route home, you look at your route to work, and you figure out what's pros and cons. What do you want to deal with? What you don't want to deal with? I mean, when you're going to work, I don't know what your guys' commute to work is, but it's like when I go to work, I judge. Okay, I'm going to, like, hey, I'm going to work at 1 p.m. Okay, so 1 p.m. I know traffic in Grand Rapids is freaking shit. So I'm gonna adjust my route to try to go around it a little bit. I'm still gonna hit traffic, but hopefully not as bad. So, you know, it's just one of those things where you gotta know your area. And if you don't know your area,
you
okay?
Good, yeah.
Jesus, you need to slow down. But if you don't know your area, and like I'm coming out of state, do some research and look and go over your area, you know.
Yeah.
So
this is the problem when you guys come over at like 3.
I'm fine. 9:30. I'm fine. This guy all of a sudden just started going ham.
Well, it's like somebody busted out more liquor than what I brought, and I still have a bottle of meat upstairs in the fridge.
That's not going to get broken out. You need to drink water. Like, you need to do something.
You're driving back to the hotel. What does it matter?
You're the one that's making cow noises on the freaking mic.
I didn't make any cow noises on the mic. I have
no idea what you're talking about. Those were not done with
anyway, all the toys need to stay here.
Yeah, they do.
I mean, I could leave a couple here.
Yeah.
So you'd be coming back this direction.
But, no.
With what you're saying, it's tough because, like you said, with your daily commute, that's what you do every day. But if you do it enough, it becomes a habit and you already developed it as far as an area study. And then it's just like, okay, I'm going on a trip. Where am I going to be going through? Where am I going to be going by? What might I need to avoid? It's like me coming through here with 6 guns from Cedar Rapids to Fort Wayne. I had to kind of drive past Chicago. So I had to like kind of make sure I didn't stop. Not really sure if I followed the rules on that one or not, because
been there.
That's an AR pistol with a suppressor. That doesn't really matter. That's a Glock. That's an AR.
I got another AR behind us. It's like, if I get pulled over, I'm probably in trouble for something. Not sure what, but they'll find something.
Eric and I, we were joking about our trip to Chris Casas' class. If we did get pulled over, just the amount of ammo that we had and the arsenal that we brought, I could just see that on the news.
Well, you see, right, like the media portrays like 500 rounds and two rifles
arsenal.
As an arsenal. Yeah. And it's like,
we have 4,000 rounds.
Yeah. Well, what's the meme I saw? It was, you know, the monkey puppet that like, he looks like forward and he looks to the side, like he's up here, you know? Yeah. And I saw, it was like it was a New York article, and it was like, you know, New York man arrested with 3 handguns and 500 rounds of ammo. And it was like the bottom one, it was like me. And then it was okay. Like, you call that an arsenal? New York, you're going to have a freaking stroke if you come to my house.
Yeah. Shit, most people would have a stroke if they looked in my truck.
Yeah, right now, mine definitely.
Especially when I go on vacation.
I remember seeing an article. I can't remember if it was in like the UK or if it was in Australia. But the whole article was this big deal about a police officer finding a 22 in the street.
I remember seeing that. I don't remember where it was at, but I remember seeing that.
He made a huge deal about it. Yep. It was like...
like a gun or a...
No.
Cartridge.
One round.
Was it one round? Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm just gonna go to these liberal cities and just drop brass. Just like,
I have a couple like 5-gallon buckets full of brass. We just pour out
either there to get some blanks and just throw some blanks out. Like, here to the children.
Yeah. It'd be even better if you let a few blanks go and then threw some brass out.
Yeah, right. Yeah. There was a firefight.
There
here.
Was a firefight.
We were talking about, you know, travel. Bo, when he came to the Chris Costa class and drove, was it 10 or 12 hours? Yep. He took a route where he didn't have to go through any major cities. So he was able to avoid St. Louis, Louisville, and Nashville, I think, on his way up here. Mm-hmm. And just kind of cut right in between all of them. It took him a little bit longer. I think it was like an hour extra. But... you know, you don't want to avoid,
worth it.
And plan ahead far enough, and it's not a problem.
I mean, I definitely tonight when we get back to the hotel and tomorrow before we leave, I mean, I'll be looking at Lexington. I mean, the route that I decided to take instead of going past Louisville was going around Lexington. And so, I mean, I'll definitely be looking at news at Lexington and some of the other cities that we have to go by. Just to see what's going on.
And paying attention to the news throughout the day.
Yeah.
What's going to help our cause is we're planning on leaving right around early a.m. So then we should probably be rolling through those towns relatively early. So
all
the protesters will have to sleep for their jobs that they don't have to go to. So they'll have to go to bed at some point. Well, hopefully it's right around
up all night. So
I mean, I've been up all night before. About 4 a.m. you get pretty dang tired,
right?
Doesn't matter how much energy you think you have.
It's just interesting. It's just the times we live in. We not only do you have to, if you're going on a
crazy
trip,
crazy times, crazy people.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the thing is like, if you, not only do you have to figure out when you're going from point A to point B from your house to your work, you got to look at your route. But when you got to go on a road trip, such as like what we are, like, I mean, you're coming from Minnesota, I'm coming from Michigan.
Well, I mean, even that, I came from North Dakota to Minnesota, to Kansas, to Iowa, to here.
You had a road trip.
So I've put on 1700 plus. Well, actually, probably if you include my coming home from work, which I was in a different vehicle, so I didn't have the timer going, but just my normal vacation starting Friday morning, 1700 miles plus to here in a couple days. So it's like I've driven through 8 states in like half as many days.
Yeah. It's
and one of those- how many major cities?
Yeah.
So if I hadn't been paying attention, I would have probably not made it this far.
Yeah. I mean, and that's the thing, is it's just pay attention. I the biggest takeaway. That's what I got to say.
It, to me, it's just crazy what in the past people thought was crazy just makes common sense today, because even some of the classes that people used to make fun of in the past, like the vehicle courses.
Yeah.
like that's a big deal now. Like that would be very educational because we see a lot of these protests, people getting stuck in crowds and having to engage in people.
Right.
With people.
Depending on the course. Yeah, definitely. Like I've seen Costa courses or Ogworks courses where it's they're in a vehicle, pull the gun, shoot out the windshield, shoot out the passenger driver's side, and then go from there. But then also even like an extreme defensive driving course where you're driving on a closed track and they teach you how to drive with like a car is ramming you or pushing you off the road.
I wonder if there's an all-in-one course that's like that.
Probably.
There should be.
Yeah. If not, I'm sure somebody out there has enough time and money to come up with one.
I wish I did.
If only.
Right.
If only.
If only. That's so true.
But when Steve gets his Tesla truck, it'll weigh like 8,000 pounds just in batteries.
Yeah, so. The Cybertruck, that'll be so dense. I mean, you could just roll over anything.
That's right.
Except water.
What protester? Speed bump. What
protester? Then I can just blame it on the autopilot. Like, I don't know what
happened. I just couldn't stop, I swear.
It went out of control.
Wait. Peaceful protester.
That's right.
Quote, unquote.
I'm just getting the image of Elon Musk on weed, and he's just like, I have no idea what the fuck he's talking about.
I did not intend this.
I mean, no, sure. I can't say if the autopilot was supposed to stop for a pedestrian.
Must have malfunctioned.
He's definitely becoming more conservative, so it might be programmed right into it.